When we're going through a period of difficult change, what's the perspective that can help us to let go, accept reality, and move on? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend, my fellow traveler. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. A quick reminder of this month's competition. Just email 5 people you know a link to my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers, and send me an email, tell me what mindfulness-related prize you would like. This is your last chance to enter. I'll be announcing the winner next week, and there's not been too many entries, so you've got a great chance to win. Apologies if you've emailed me in the last couple of weeks and I haven't replied. I've got a period of change going on myself at the moment, but I am intending to get back to everyone. And please do join the Facebook group linked in the description. April's competition is going to be a photography contest, taking pictures of nature and sharing it in the group. More about that next week. If you join the Facebook group, you can also suggest ideas for the show. And Sarah came up with today's theme on accepting change. So if you have a burning issue, join the group and let me know. Heraclitus, yes, it's another Greek philosopher, said that no man steps in the same river twice. It's not the same river, and it's not the same man. I'm definitely not the same man that I used to be. My hairline and waistline and pretty much all my lines attest to that. When I was in my early 20s, I enjoyed violent action films and horror films, and I recently rewatched Fight Club, my less compassionate younger self's favourite film. And to my surprise, I found myself covering my eyes during the more violent parts. It's still a great movie, but it does have that 90s nihilistic, nothing matters so who cares, Generation X edginess to it. As one of the characters in the movie says, you're not your bank account, you're not the clothes you wear, you're not the car you drive, we're the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world. It's weirdly Buddhist, but also very bleak. But this grim view kind of resonated with me. I was recovering from depression, and my way of dealing with the resentment I felt was to see the world through cold, detached eyes. And when you're detached from violence, you don't need to look at it through your fingers, a way of being that is sadly playing out across the world at the moment. I suspect that young edgelord version of me would be surprised, maybe even disappointed with how I've turned out. He'd probably see me as some kind of happy-clapping, let's-all-hold-hands-and-sing-kumbaya, tofu-eating, guardian-reading, tell-me-about-your-feelings, jazz-listening-crunchified-hippie, which is exactly what I am. We change over time. Change is inevitable. Change is part of life. Change is part of reality. But change can be hard to accept. The unwillingness to accept change detaches us from reality. And you know from listening to this podcast that mindfulness and our Buddha nature and our happiness requires us to be in union with reality, and so we suffer. We cling to the past and a reality that doesn't exist anymore, and we say, why does it have to be this way? Why did things have to change? And in the words of Scarlett O'Hara, what will become of me? If only, if only, if only. Mindfulness invites us to practice right view. What is right view? It's about looking deeply and seeing reality, looking past the mental model in your mind, which is built up through trauma and experience, and seeing the world as it truly is without the spin. And a key aspect of right view is impermanence, described by Thich Nhat Hanh in Art of Living as the idea that nothing can remain the same in two consecutive moments. We know that, of course. People are born and die. Flowers become compost. Clouds become rain. If we consciously draw our attention to it, we can, on a basic level, accept the idea of impermanence in our minds, even if it leads us to some uncomfortable conclusions. But we still behave as though everything is permanent, like our jobs will never change, our house will never have a burst pipe, the cat won't be sick on the carpet, and then we're surprised and annoyed when it happens. So we have a wall in our mind where we know things will change, but our view of the world is based on permanence, and we suffer as a result. What is that wall? Well, the partition can be seen as the distinction between an idea and an insight. When we have change as an idea in our mind, but not an insight, it's not informing our behavior, perspective, and thinking, so that when change arrives, unexpectedly, a lot of the time, then we suffer, we deny, we bargain. To reduce our suffering, we need to act before change happens and make impermanence part of our daily practice, part of our perspective on living, part of our way of being. And we can do that in a couple of ways. The first is to simply notice impermanence inside you and outside you. And now is a great time to do it as well. It's spring, in the northern hemisphere at least, and you can see the flowers blossom, the baby birds being born, the ground drying out, the air getting warmer. Get out there in nature and enjoy it. See the cloud become rain become the river become the sea. Smile to it. You can also see the impermanence in our relationships. Kids grow up and move out. Friendships can sometimes fade, relationships end. But we also make new friends, start new relationships, we have grandchildren. Without change, without impermanence, this can't happen. And if we look deeply, we can see that the relationships we have right now couldn't have happened without impermanence. We can see the impermanence of our jobs, our health, our house, our finances. Make a list of everything that's important to you and practice spending time seeing and accepting their impermanent nature. The impermanence that means it will transform and move on, but also the impermanence that brought it to you in the first place. This isn't easy. It's tempting to avoid this and turn away from it, but remember that aversion is one of the five detriments to our practice. Your aversion to change is driving your suffering, so we have to get used to looking deeply into it, smiling to it. There you are, my old friend, change. And of course, you can meditate on impermanence. There's some quite intense Buddhist meditations on change, including accepting your own death by visualizing your own corpse. And don't worry, we're not going to go through that today. But the purpose of meditating on your own impermanence is to bring us into union with reality. We're going to do a slightly less challenging guided meditation where we pick something that's impermanent or changing in our lives, and we're going to sit with it. But if we can see impermanence, then we won't have any regrets when things change, because we won't have taken things for granted. We'll have done our best to enjoy every moment with that person, with that job, with our health. And we can welcome each new reality in every moment for exactly what it is. So before we begin the guided meditation, let's just think of a change in your life that you're struggling with, and we're going to meditate on it, which we'll call the object during the meditation. So that might be your job or a loved one, or it could be your health. So just think about that for a second while we take a moment to make ourselves comfortable. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. And we're going to start as we always do by applying our beginner's mind to our posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head. And it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap, and just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and then gently, without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on the breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, I see my attachment to the illusion of permanence of the object. Breathing out, I smile to my attachment, seeing the illusion of permanence, smiling. Breathing in, I now see the impermanent nature of the object. Breathing out, I smile to the impermanent nature of the object. Seeing impermanence, smiling. Breathing in, I see the object transformed in its new structure. Breathing out, I accept the object in its new form. Object transformed, accepting. Breathing in, I see how impermanence brought the object to me in the past. Breathing out, I smile to the past impermanence. Seeing impermanence in the past, smiling. Breathing in, I see the impermanent nature of my mind. Breathing out, I smile to the impermanent nature of my mind. Impermanent mind, smiling. Breathing in, I see the impermanent nature of my feelings. Breathing out, I smile to the impermanent nature of my feelings. Impermanence of feelings, smiling. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice the impermanent nature of our bodies, just seeing what's changed. You might notice areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort or tension, and just giving yourself a moment to stretch those. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. Just before we finish, your mindfulness homework for this week is to spend some time in nature, if you can, and focus on the impermanence and changing nature of everything around you. You might pause to take 10 breaths to observe the changing nature of an object. And if you've got your phone with you, then you might take a picture of impermanence in nature. That might be helpful for the competition in April. You can also see the impermanence of the important things in your life and use that to avoid taking them for granted, appreciating them in every moment. And finally, spend some time every day practicing meditation on impermanence. See if you can do that every day this week. And of course, don't forget this month's competition. You only have a couple of days left, and then I'll be announcing the winner on next week's episode. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán a bhfuil, and I'll see you next time.